There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is mortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, and for the following days, we're going to be talking about Christian Science. And that right there that I just read to you is the scientific statement of being. It's kind of like a creed. A lot of you out there have creeds that you recite in church. Well, this is kind of like a Christian Science creed, and they read it every single week. If you didn't quite follow what was being said there, that's okay. You can either back it up and listen to it again, or just keep listening because I'm going to explain all this as we go. That's just kind of like a quick, concise pronouncement of some of their beliefs that are at the core. So, what is Christian Science? A lot of people out there, as you cruise around on the internet, a lot of people confuse Christian Science with Scientology. In fact, I've done this a few times in the past myself, and I know better. It's just that somebody will mention either A, Scientology, or B, Christian Science, and somehow my brain gets crosswired and I start talking about the opposite, right? Just last night when I was talking to my wife about this, she did the very same thing. And then I pointed it out. She goes, oh, I knew that, you know. But a lot of people confuse Christian Science with Scientology, faith healing, because they get into that quite a bit. They get confused with New Age practices and also Eastern religions. They actually present themselves as a resurgence. Get this, friends. This is interesting. As a resurgence of primitive Christianity, as a demonstrable scientific system. Okay, they actually believe, as many movements do, and I hate to use the word cult, but again, this is a cult, it is, and we'll explain that as we go. Okay, so if you're a Christian Scientist, please forgive me, I'm not into name calling, but it is what it is. As we move forward here, I'm going to demonstrate that this is a form of a cult. Anyway, a lot of these different cults believe that their belief system is what Christianity was originally presented as back during the times of Christ and shortly after. Okay, so they go to churches called Churches of Christ Scientist. Sorry, I pass by one of these fairly often in our area, and for the longest time, I did not realize that was Scientology. And what I meant to say just a moment ago was Christian Science. I told you at the beginning of the podcast that I get them mixed up, Scientology and Christian Science, all the time. And then I went ahead and said it when I originally recorded this. So now I have to come in and edit my own podcast and correct myself. So with that, let's keep going. I had a suspicion, but every time I pass by, I'm like, Christ Scientist? What? I mean, what? And, you know, it conjures images of Jesus standing there in a lab coat with a microscope or something, for conducting experiments on the earth or something. I don't know. Again, I apologize. You know, I don't want to make light of this, but I can't help it sometimes. It is awkward. Okay. They also have reading rooms around various bigger cities. We have one in Fort Collins, which is a city close by, and also I believe there's one here in Loveland. Colorado as well. I've seen these all over the place. In fact, I believe when I was out in Costa Rica this last time, we were driving through San Jose, and I believe I saw one there too. They're everywhere. And what you find in them is Christian Science publications. You find the works of Mary Baker Eddy, and we'll get into her in a minute. Her name is the most well-known name in this movement. In fact, she's the one that founded Christian Science. And you'll find her works. You'll find various publications on proofs, or what they believe is proofs or testimonies of people being healed by Christian Science, and stuff like that. Another thing to note is they have several major publications that you'll find throughout the whole world, like the Christian Science Monitor, which is a newspaper. They have the Christian Science Journal, and they have Christian Science Sentinel. All right, so they're pretty prolific when it comes to producing content. Christian Science membership, their numbers are a little bit elusive, but it is apparent that they have churches in over 70 countries in the world. All right, and I've seen somewhere around 500,000 members, give or take, probably a whole bunch, because I keep seeing numbers that are so wide and varied. Who knows how big their movement really is? So anyway, what do they believe? I'm going to go through a whole list of different various beliefs. And honestly, this is not going to be exhaustive, but let's look at some of these things, especially as how they compare to Christianity. And one thing I want you guys to realize right off the start is that Christian Science, it's not Christian, and neither is it science or scientific. And as we move through this, you'll see pretty quickly, it's a very strange belief system. But here we go. They don't believe Jesus is God. All right, right off the bat. They don't believe that Jesus died on a cross, nor do they believe that his blood atones for our sins. They don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead bodily. They don't believe in salvation as we see it. They have a completely different version of salvation. They don't believe in Jesus's bodily ascension. They don't believe that Jesus is going to return someday. They do not believe in the Trinity. They don't believe in hell or sin. They believe that sin and evil and the devil and death and disease are illusions. They don't believe in suffering. They don't believe that God created a material universe. Did you catch that? They believe that this entire universe is an illusion. Huh. They don't believe in the virgin birth as the Bible sets forth. They do have a virgin birth, but it is so different from what the Bible talks about. They believe that Jesus was a fallible man. Demons are just bad thoughts. So when Jesus cast those demons into the herd of swine, I still am kind of stuck on that. I'm not sure how they work that, but demons are just bad thoughts. They do not believe that the Word of God is infallible, so it's not divinely inspired. It's corrupted. It's full of corruptions. Conversely, though, they believe that the writings, at least the book Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, which is kind of Mary Baker Eddy's key work, they believe that it is inspired. It is without error. And so, friends, they actually put this book above the Bible. And, well, obviously now we're looking at Mary Baker Eddy as being a prophet in a sense, because she wrote this book, and it's without error, unlike the Bible, which is corrupt and full of error. Their version of prayer is much different than ours. They're not actually asking God for help. I mean, obviously, not all of our prayers are about that, but They don't believe they're communicating to a personal God. It's much different. And guys, make no mistake. I know I've already said this, but all of this stuff I'm mentioning, we're going to get into this as the series goes on. So don't, you know, at first you're going to be thinking, good grief, this is nuts. No, we'll get into it. Okay. We'll actually talk about all this stuff. Another thing, and I think all of you guys out there, most of you have heard of this, they don't use doctors, at least not as often as we do. They prefer to use what's called Christian Science practitioners for healing. So instead of going to the doctor, and yes, they do go to the doctor from time to time, but it's frowned upon. It's not an official doctrine to not use doctors or medicine or immunizations, but it's frowned upon. And we'll talk about that. And as a side note, I'm not too into immunizations either, but that's a whole different thing. And I don't want to go down that rabbit trail too much, but I just want to say, learn, read what you are injecting into your child, find out what the specific ingredients are, and look them up. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think I'm asking too much, okay? Just look them up. Is that fair? Look them up. Find out what you're putting in your kid. And we'll just leave that as it is. I'm also not too keen on using medicine personally. I mean, we still do. Come on. We're not that wacko. But my wife and I, we prefer to avoid medicine as much as possible because of all of the wacky side effects that our pharmaceutical industry seems to produce in our bodies with all these strange chemicals. So as much as possible, we try to stay natural. I mean, you know, if you're deathly ill, you bust out the medicine. If you're not deathly ill, try to fix it without using chemicals. Is that fair? Anyway, I just want to point that out as we go by. Anyway, they don't observe any ordinances like the Lord's Supper or baptism, okay? So they don't really have these types of Christian customs. So they use the Bible, but they don't follow the typical customs that we're used to as Christians. In fact, just as an aside, when you go to church, their church services are kind of divided. They have a little section of time where they have Bible readings, and the Bible readings are generally not expounded on at all. And then they read readings from Mary Baker Eddy's book, which is, like I mentioned earlier, it's Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Anyway, having caused that much confusion in your mind, that's kind of a great way to introduce this subject to you guys. And now I think this is a good place to stop. So come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and say hi. A lot of you have, and that is awesome. I'm enjoying that, and I want to get to know you guys. By the way, you can also catch me on Facebook and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.